The 4-Hour Work Week. Escape the 9-to-5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich by Timothy Ferris. Continued. Disc 6. Step 4. L is for liberation. It is far better for a man to go wrong in freedom than to go right in chains. Thomas H. Huxley, English biologist, known as Darwin's Bulldog. Chapter 12. Disappearing Act. How to Escape the Office. By working faithfully 8 hours a day, you may eventually get to be a boss and work 12 hours a day. Robert Frost, American poet and winner of 4 Pulitzer Prizes. On this path, it is only the first step that counts. Saint Jean-Baptiste Marie Vianney, Catholic saint, Curé des Arts. Palo Alto, California.
We're not going to expense the phone.
I'm not asking you to. Silence, then a nod, a laugh, and a crooked smile of resignation.
Okay, then. It's fine.
And that was that. Lickety-split. 44-year-old Dave Camarillo, lifelong employee, had cracked the code and started his second life. He hadn't been fired. He hadn't been yelled at. His boss seemed to be handling the whole situation quite well. Granted, Dave delivered the goods on the job, and it wasn't like he was doing naked snow angels in client meetings, but still, he had just spent 30 days in China without telling anyone. It wasn't half as hard as I thought it would be. Dave works among more than 10,000 employees at Hewlett-Packard, HP, and against all odds, he actually likes it. He has no desire to start his own company and has spent the last 7 years doing tech support for customers in 45 states and 22 countries. 6 months ago, however, he had a small problem. She measured 5'2" and weighed 110 pounds. Was he, like most men, afraid of commitment? Unwilling to stop running around the house in Spider-Man underoos or inseparable from the last refuge of any self-respecting man, the PlayStation? No, he was past all that. In fact, Dave was locked and loaded, ready to pop the big question, but he was short on vacation days and his girlfriend lived out of town. Way out of town. 5,913 miles out of town. He had met her on a client visit to Shenzhen, China, and it was now time to meet the parents, logistics be damned.